An annual eagle viewing festival in the Hudson Valley is going virtual for the most part this year because of the COVID-19 pandemic. I spoke with the head of a nonprofit nature preserve and environmental education center that organizes the event. It's called Eagle Fest, and it's organized by Ossining-based T-Town, where Kevin Carter is executive director. After record-breaking crowds last year, Carter says the showcase for the migration of bald eagles to the Hudson River will be mainly online.
So we felt that, rather than canceling it altogether, that we would extend it and make it a week-long event with mostly virtual programs, but a couple of in-person programs as well. And that we would kind of try to keep the spirit and the DNA of the Eagle Fest event through virtual programs. So that means partnering up with organizations that we work with, means working with the birding community and a number of handlers that are willing to do Zoom programs. So essentially we're trying to give people a way to connect to the overwintering eagles, learn about birds of prey, and understand and learn about how the choices that we make are really impact, the wildlife. We have this story of the eagle, which is a rare environmental success story. So, again, we want to convey that message. We want to do it in a way that people of all ages can enjoy. And if they have their specific kind of interest focuses to different programs that we're doing. We're doing working with Zeiss Optics if people want to learn about birding optics, and if they're interested in that, if they have a passion or just as a hobby, they're interested in birding, which we've found a growing number of people during COVID have really taken to this. And not surprisingly, there'll be a program on digiscoping, which is how you can connect your camera, even your smartphone, up to an optical telescope and take pictures. Will help kind of connect people with some of the best spots that they can go to spot eagles. We'll have bald eagles and other birds of prey featured in Zoom programs throughout the week. So, yeah, a whole bunch of different options. But as I said, really trying to keep the flame burning during this year where we can't be at Croton Point Park with several thousand people and several hundred people at a time inside of a tent. This was our kind of our COVID-proof Eagle Fest and our solution to that. And hopefully by 2022, we'll be back out at the park again.
There are a few in-person events, but participation is limited and bird walks are sold out. However,
T-Town's doing programs with utilizing our birds of prey. We have hawks, we have eagles, we have owls, and we have falcons. So we'll be using a variety of our birds for T-Town Birds of Prey program the first weekend on Sunday, January 31st.
Online programs include Raptors for Rookies, Birding for Kids, and a new one.
It's called Ornithotherapy with Holly Merkel, and I think she really explores the emotional healing powers of birding.
Is the future Eagle Fest dependent upon how this one works out?
I don't really think so. For us, Eagle Fest, as a nonprofit, Eagle Fest, our goal for the event really is to educate, to bring the community together and to sort of celebrate the power of collective impact by working with a lot of other partner organizations. It's not really a primary fundraiser for us. We do a big gala every year in the fall, and we have a number of digital and direct mail appeals that we do with our membership and our community. So for this, it's not really about the money. Somewhat ironically, the event usually is somewhat risky financially because you always have this wild card of what the weather is going to be like. Fortunately for us, we've only had to cancel one Eagle Fest over the last 16 years. We have had to utilize a snow day before. But it's really the spirit of working together and creating something that's fun, but also tends to inspire people to think about what they can do to be good stewards of the environment. So this year's Eagle Fest, when we made our budget, we really weren't planning to make a lot of revenue from it. We normally don't anyway, but we wanted to do it because it's really one of the times of year where we really kind of step out, and people also learn about our organization. So they find out that we have a 1,000-acre preserve with 15 miles of trails that are open year-round from dawn till dusk, and that we do programs for adults and for kids and families, public programs, school programs. So it's really an important one for us, but not so much because of the funds.
Where are, I know a few, but you know far more than I, good places in your neck of the woods, so to speak, to see eagles?
When there's ice and on the river, the eagle spotting is a lot better. The cold weather is what they like, which is different from the people. They usually prefer it when it's a warmer day. But the boat launch is really in Croton is a very good spot for seeing eagles. George's Island is another one that's where it's very good. Boscobel is another one where the spotting is very good. The Croton Dam is another where the eagle watching is good.
He says eagle spotting has been pretty good this year. T-Town Hudson River Eagle Fest, a hybrid festival for its 17th year, runs Saturday through February 7th. Visit WAMC.org for a link to find tickets, best spots to view eagles, and more. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau on the campus of Vassar College, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn.